Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Guess we're just a little over a week away now from the 2018 Elyria Sports Hall of Fame class being inducted. The ceremony takes place on May 5th at the Spitzer Conference Center in Lorain County Community College. And we continue our series now speaking with all of the inductees. And next up on that list, we've got Coach Tom Kubuski joining us right now on the hotline. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations, and how are you?
Thank you very much for having me, and I'm fine, Andy.
Well, I want to get into the very beginning of this process of how you found out that you were being inducted. Now, going into a Hall of Fame is nothing new to you, as a few years back you were inducted into the Northeast Ohio Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. But I want to get into the process of how you found out you were being inducted. Where were you, and when was it you exactly received the call?
I was sitting in a chair, involved in a book in front of the fireplace, and I got the call from Phil Kupta letting me know that I was going to be inducted.
And how did that whole process go down? I mean, give us an idea as to, you know, the emotions when you receive that phone call and you get the news you're going to be inducted. Again, I know it was nothing new to you. It's something that had happened before, but what's going through your mind as you're having that conversation with Coach Kupta?
Well, everything throughout my entire coaching career just sort of started flashing through my mind, and it continued to flash through my mind pretty much until the conversation was over.
Who did you make that next phone call to? I think everybody needs a minute to kind of process that. Once you get that, obviously really cool news, but who is the first person you wanted to tell after receiving the phone call?
Well, my wife was in the house, so I told her. I really didn't make any phone calls. I told her, and she thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, no question about that. Again, we're talking with Coach Tom Kubuski here on our Bullseye on the Afternoon as we continue our series speaking with all of the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame inductees. Ceremony takes place May 5th at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. Well, Coach, you had a remarkable career coaching both baseball and, of course, girls basketball as well. An incredible record at Elyria West, 383 victories in 35 years. You look back at all those years, you know, outside the team that won the state title, and we're going to come back to that team. What are some of the other teams, or what are some of the other years during that stretch that really stood out to you?
Excuse me. Well, other than the 1992 team, in baseball, we made it to the Final Four in 1986 with a very good team, and in girls basketball, we went to the regional final game twice, once in 1985 and once in 1988. In 1985, I think we came 6 points away from getting to the Final Four. So, you know, as far as the top teams that I look back on and the teams that accomplished the most and went the furthest, those were the four. However, there were many, many other teams that had great seasons. And, you know, as I have had time to reflect on all this, the accomplishments were very nice. They were very memorable. And, you know, the 1992 team was, you know, it was a once-in-a-lifetime deal. But again, as I look back on it, and when I talk to former players, no one seems to remember their records, with the exception maybe of those four teams. You know, there were many conference championships in there, and there were many, many that we didn't win the conference. But all the former players seem to look back on the experience, and, you know, as I reflect on that, I think that that's probably what it was all about, the experience of playing on a team in high school.
Sure, and again, as you mentioned, looking back on all those years, you know, that you always have these defining moments and, you know, taking a look at that state title, you know, and I think it really is incredible when you look at all the great players and all the great teams that have come out of Lorain County in years past, the fact that that is still the lone baseball state title in Lorain County history, it really is pretty impressive. And, you know, for a second, if we can get away from the Hall of Fame talk, we discuss this on the show all the time about just how difficult it is up in this part of the state, you know, because a lot of times with the weather wreaking havoc the way that it does in the spring, it just complicates matters. I mean, at this point in the season, you know, we're talking 3-4 weeks into April, a lot of times teams are lucky if they've got a dozen games in if you get a brutal winter. How do you think that's changed over the years? I mean, coaching has got to be such a very difficult thing to do for some of these spring sports because so much is dictated by the weather.
Well, that's true. You know, I remember early in the 80s, we got snowed out for probably a week and a half in the middle of April. And it's just something you learn to live with. You know, in high school, you know, it'd be nice to have, you know, a 4 or 5 game pitching rotation, but that's not realistic, you know, because of the weather. Conversely, there were 2 or 3 years where, you know, the weather broke and we played 9-10 days in a row and you're really scrambling. But the weather is, that's just part of high school baseball and certainly in Northern Ohio. You just deal with it.
And sometimes it can be difficult as well to keep the attention focused on practice, and practice can be difficult too because a lot of times you're not practicing in the same elements you're going to play in. A lot of times, you know, you're relegated to hitting balls in the cages or maybe taking ground balls off the gym floor. Those are all challenges, I think, that a lot of times teams in the southern half of this state certainly don't have to deal with. As you take a look back at your coaching career, how much do you think has changed in today's game as opposed to when you were coaching?
Well, I think there's been quite a bit. You know, the absence of local Little League or hot stove baseball has pretty much disappeared. You know, travel teams have taken over. You know, they play 60 games in a summertime, traveling all over the state. That wasn't there for most of my coaching career. I came in at the, you know, probably the last 8 or 9, 10 years, and I think that changed baseball because you know, the college coaches they look to see people now in the summertime rather than on the high school diamond. You know, and you know, there's been other changes that, you know, I really can't tell you what, you know, the pitching limitations are right now. You know, it's been 6 years since I've been away from it. But I think that has changed. And, you know, they're trying to do it for the betterment of the game. But, you know, the travel team threw a new wrinkle into things. That maybe some players were concentrating more on that than maybe they were in high school.
Coach Tom Kubowski is being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame on May 5th. He is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, you coached two very different sports, I believe, in baseball and girls basketball. Yeah, talk about some of the major challenges of coaching two sports like that, that again are two very, very different sports.
Well, they're only different once you get on, or once the team gets on either the field or the court. For the most part, you know, the preparation work, certainly the first 3 or 4 weeks in both sports was basically the same. You know, conditioning, stretching, and both sports. We concentrated on the fundamentals, and I was always a fundamentalist. And you know, the fundamentals in each sport are a little bit different, but they're the same. You know, the defensive position in baseball is the same as the defensive position in basketball. Catching the basketball thumb to thumb is the same as we catch the baseball thumb to thumb. You know, hitting, shooting, that's separate. But you know, for the most part, you know, they're just the same sport, just, you know, until they're differentiated by getting either on the field or on the court.
Well, Coach, before we cut you loose, we've got to ask you, and again, because this isn't your first Hall of Fame rodeo, I think I know the answer, but I'll ask the question anyway. Do you have your speech ready to rock and roll for May 5th?
No. No. Actually, I was looking back, and I see that I've coached, I think, 61 different teams in the course of 35 years. And, of course, the you know, for the first 27 years, it was basketball and then baseball, and there was no break in between, and that's the way life was. So, no, I sort of know what I'm going to say, but there's no possible way that I could thank all of the people that all of the wonderful people that I've met along the way, including everyone from all of my coaches when I was growing up, to all the coaches I've met, and trainers, athletic directors, you name it, all the way down the list. You know, it's actually sort of overwhelming, and I really hadn't ever taken the time to really look back on all this, and it's sort of humbling, but I can tell you this, that I've met, as far as the players go, the most wonderful people and lifelong friends, and for that I'm very grateful.
Well, Coach, enjoy it. Certainly, I'm sure it's going to be a very, very entertaining evening, and it should be a heck of a lot of fun. Again, on May 5th, the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame, inducting the 2018 class at the Spitzer Conference Center at LCCC. Coach, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for the conversation, and again, enjoy it on May 5th.
I will do that, and I'd like to take this time to congratulate all the other inductees and their families. That are going to enjoy that experience also on May 5th. And thank you for everything you do for high school sports.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you again. That's Coach Tom Kabuski joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a quick break. We'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.